from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Dave Iverson. Yesterday, President Obama said that from now on, finding health insurance will be as easy as buying a plane ticket on Kayak. And in 5 days, we'll find out if it indeed is true that finding health care is as simple as finding a flight to Vegas. That's because on October 1st, the new world of one-stop online healthcare shopping begins. In California, it's known as Covered California. And in the hour ahead, we'll talk with Peter Lee, the man who runs the system. And then we'll field your questions with a panel of experts about what the new system offers and what it may mean for you. It's all ahead on Forum after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Dave Iverson. Assuming the government doesn't go dark, what may be the biggest change in healthcare delivery since Medicare is about to go into effect. 5 days from now, people who don't have health insurance can go shopping to get it. In California, the new online shopping system is called Covered California, and it provides California's 7 million uninsured a variety of plans at varying costs. What they'll get, how it will work, what it means for small employers, what it means for those who already have insurance, is our topic this hour. Joining us first, Peter Lee, Executive Director of Covered California. Peter Lee, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you. Good morning.
Good morning. So let's begin with what people will be greeted with 5 days from now, again, assuming that things get figured out in Washington. And let's begin by talking about who actually this is focused on. I said the 7 million uninsured. What is it that they will now find available to them?
Great. Well, I think I appreciate your introduction, David. I think one thing that's very important is for most Californians that have health insurance through their job, through Medicare, through Medi-Cal, things don't change. They keep that coverage. They move on ahead. What this means, though, it's a very big deal for the 7 million uninsured who will now have guaranteed issue, which is new rules for insurance companies. They can't turn someone away. They can't charge them different rates. And many of them, about 4 million, are going to get a financial leg up to help them make healthcare affordable. So those individuals will be able to either join Medi-Cal because of new rules in Medi-Cal, or over 2.5 million will be given, in essence, a federal support each month that they can use in our marketplace at Covered California to pick the private plan they want that makes sense for them.
And let's review what is involved in those plans, because part of what is different about this idea is that the plans have to contain certain things. Give us a quick checklist of what these plans are required to include.
Yeah, so in today's healthcare world, you may buy insurance but end up being surprised and find out, oh my God, I'm not actually covered. Under the Affordable Care Act, every health plan that's offered both in Covered California, but also every plan in the individual market, every plan in the small group market, has to cover essential benefits. And the state of California has laid out what those are. There's national standards, but you know if you go to the hospital, it's going to be covered. You need mental health services, it's going to be covered. Outpatient care, covered. Drugs, covered. So essential benefits, all plans have to cover them. So we like to say it's no more the gimmicks and gotchas of you thought you had coverage, and you ended up going bankrupt because there was a gap in that coverage when you really needed it. So standard coverage across the board.
And did I understand you to say that that rule about what must be included not only applies to what's included in the new health exchange that people will be able to go online and shop for on October 1st, but that rule applies to anyone who already has a health insurance plan through their employer too?
Well, there's different rules if you have employer-based coverage. So there's what are called grandfathered plans, but over time you're going to see these standards for coverage across the entire market. But come January 1, 2014, in our marketplace at Covered California, standard benefits. But if you're an individual shopping for coverage, and you don't get a subsidy because you make more than 400% of the poverty level, which is over $90,000 for a family of four. So, but you wouldn't get a subsidy, but you would get, in the individual market, the comfort of knowing your benefits are covering everything you'd need. And so that's where the standards are going to be kicking in.
Let me ask you to just give us an example. Let's say I'm someone who makes $40,000 a year. I'm single, young person living in Oakland.
I've got one in front of me, Dave, if you don't mind, that's in San Francisco.
All right, go ahead.
So I actually thought you might ask the question like this. So I did somewhat lower income, and we could play with this differently because and any consumer today can go to coveragecA.com and play with a calculator to figure this out. But if you were a little younger than you or I, Dave, a 25-year-old making $25,000, so a barista making well over minimum wage but not a lot over, well, first, you would get $150 a month from the federal government to help you pay your premium. You could use that $150 for any of the health plans available. You can then pick how rich of a plan do I want. Do I want a really expensive plan that covers everything, or do I want to just be covered in case something really bad happens? So a bronze plan, which is a real basic plan, that's covering you if you get hit by a truck, but you don't want to have covered every doctor visit otherwise, but if something really goes wrong, your premium for that plan could be literally as low as $30 a month. That's the lowest cost bronze plan with the federal subsidy. Now, if you wanted to get a little bit of a richer plan, which is called the silver plan, your cost could be $100 a month or $150 a month. Now, for someone making $25,000 a year, $150 a month, they need to think about it. But we've talked to these young folks, and they're saying, I want coverage. I want the peace of mind of knowing I'm not going to lose my truck, I'm not going to go into debt, and the Affordable Care Act addressing that head on.
And all of those plans, whether they be bronze, silver, or platinum, and as you describe, each of them has different costs and has different deductibles, so forth and so on. But each of them has to include all of those ingredients that we talked about before, from hospitalization
Absolutely.
To drug plans and so forth and so on.
And the big difference between the different levels of coverage is, so what's called a gold or a platinum plan has no deductible. And so in the insurance world, a deductible is money you need to spend first before the insurance kicks in. Zero deductible, it pays first dollar coverage. But even that silver plan, which I know for this 25-year-old would be $140 a month, there's a $2,000 deductible, but there's no deductible that kicks in when you need to buy your drugs. No deductibles when you go to see a doctor for a doctor visit. And the other thing that we have to make healthcare affordable is for lower-income Californians, and this is people that are making, $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, they get help not only in paying for their premium, but will have lower out-of-pocket costs when they see the doctor because there's another form of federal support to make healthcare affordable. We know that affordability is both about premium and about what you spend when you go see the doctor, when you go buy that prescription at the pharmacy, and both of those are addressed through the Affordable Care Act.
Peter Lee, Executive Director of Covered California, which gets into business for real on October the 1st, just 4 days or so from now. We want to open up our phone line so that you can have a chance to quiz Peter Lee about what your situation might be, what's available through Covered California, and what concerns you may have as well. You can join us at 866-733-6786, 866-733-6786. Email us at forum@kqed.org, or you can post your questions or thoughts on our Facebook page or on our website as well. In just a bit, we'll also hear from Lisa Ferris, who's the health editor for KQED News, and Betsy Imholz, the special projects director for Consumers Union. But join us now if you have a question for Peter Lee. You know, as you describe it, Peter, it sounds so promising in so many ways. And yet it's interesting to see how many doubts people still have. The Pew survey that came out a week or so ago said that the uninsured were as likely to disapprove of what's now going to be happening as they were to approve it. And other surveys have suggested that close to 80% of the uninsured don't feel like they have enough information to figure out what to do. So you've still got quite a hill to climb, yeah?
Yes and no. One of the things that we've seen is a lot of these surveys are surveys in the abstract about the theory of Obamacare, the theory of the Affordable Care Act. We've actually done market research where we go to consumers, low income and higher income, and say, if your premiums cost this much, would you want to buy it? And when you get concrete, people are saying, I want the peace of mind that insurance offers me. I want to have access to a primary care doctor on a regular basis. I want it. And so we're moving on October 1 out of the land of theory, out of the land of pundits, out of the land of plain politics, to implementing a law with clear benefits that are concrete, that provide real, tangible support for people that want the peace of mind that insurance offers. And so we're very optimistic that when you put real facts instead of the sort of hyperbola that's been going on and the obfuscation for years, we're very confident that Californians are going to want to sign up.
Peter Lee, again, Executive Director of Covered California. We have our phone lines already filled, so we might as well start taking some questions. Amanda in San Francisco joins us first. Amanda, go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling because I have some concerns about how the plan is actually being funded. I'm a Democrat. I voted for Obama. I think the idea sounded great when I first heard about it. But when I'm really thinking more about it and I'm hearing about, you know, subsidies that are being given to everyone to pay for their insurance, I'm wondering, where are we getting the money to pay for this? We are already in a financial mess, and we have to talk about raising the debt ceiling level again. So where are we getting the money to pay for all these subsidies?
Important question, Amanda, maybe for a somewhat different show, because this hour we're really focusing on the nuts and bolts of how that's going to work. But Peter Lee, go ahead if you have a response for Amanda.
Well, I do. A very quick response is that the support for subsidies is coming from the federal budget, just like the support for employer-based coverage, which gets tax support to provide health insurance for people who are employed, just like Medicare is supported. And what the Affordable Care Act does, though, is for the first time gets our arms around addressing getting everyone insured so we can address health care costs. The biggest problem in the federal budget is Medicare, Medicaid spending going through the roof without having the shell game we've had in the past of avoiding the problems of really looking at health care done right, we won't really address the federal deficit. And the Affordable Care Act is actually budgeted as actually being improving the federal deficit because of addressing these issues.
Amanda, thanks for the call. And we will dig more into this, especially as Congress continues to deliberate over the next 4 days or so. And so we'll get back and dig more into that question of the funding of it, what it means for the federal government, for the deficit, so forth and so on. But thanks for posing that question. Let's go next to Keith in Alamo this morning. Keith, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I'm a father, a single father here in California, and I have a young daughter who I want to cover, who's covered independently now from me, but I want to cover her and my other daughter, who is a 20-year-old college student in Rhode Island. How do the plans work with respect to in-state and out-of-state individuals covered under a single family plan?
Keith, thank you.
Really good question. And this is the sort of question that really brings to home that so many of the questions are so individual. And so I'll take a crack at answering this, but I would encourage people that can go to our website, and we've got a call center with 500 trained people that can get into the very specific questions. So you can absolutely get your family covered and have out-of-state coverage through Covered California. And the issue of do you need to cover your entire family will come to whether or not that 20-year-old is treated as a dependent as part of the family. If she weren't a dependent, she could, in Rhode Island, which has its own health benefit exchange, say, you know, I'm going to get coverage directly through the Rhode Island marketplace instead of Covered California, because as a 20-year-old that's not a dependent, I'm don't make enough money to pay for expensive care, I can get an individual subsidy. But if you're part of a household, which is all treated as dependents, you could get through us out-of-area care through the plans in Covered California.
And it's also true, Peter, that one of the new aspects that actually went into effect some time ago is that parents like Keith can now keep kids on their own health care plans up until the age of 26. That's in effect already.
Absolutely right. And there's actually more than 3 million Americans and about 500,000 Californians whose kids, quote-unquote, up to 26 years old are on their parents' policies, but many people don't have health care for their kids even to be on. And so that's been a great benefit, and it's a good example of when you put something concrete in front of people, they'll act on it. But we will be having a lot of families getting coverage through Cover California.
Keith, thanks so much. Let's go to Luke next in San Francisco. Luke, you're on.
Yeah, hi. This is Luke from San Francisco. I just had a quick question. I have a family of five. And I've had Kaiser on the individual market for the last year. And I went to Covered California, and I also got a note from Kaiser, and my monthly payment is going from $750 to $1,000 a month for about the same deductible. That's a $12,000 deductible. So it's actually costing me more, and I'm not getting anything more. So I'm just wondering if you can speak to that.
Luke, thank you. It's an interesting thing that we should get into because this spins into, Peter Lee, how the Affordable Care Act provisions for the uninsured may have a kind of ripple effect on the way in which the health insurance industry works, and that people like Luke, who already have insurance, may be seeing some changes in their own policies.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Is it? You know, I noted that there's about 4 million Californians that are going to get a new financial leg up. There are absolutely going to be some Californians that may see some increases in their prices, and Luke's is an example of that may be the case. The sorts of things that we do have, though, and without getting into the details of his coverage, is the new essential coverage rules are not just about deductibles, but a whole range of other things that are covered. One of the reasons some people's prices may go up is they're actually getting more for their money, which means when they get care, they'll be spending less. But the other thing we're doing is currently health insurance is something that turns away sick people. We're now saying we want everyone in. We want healthy people in, but we aren't going to turn people away. That means on average rates may go up a little bit. So in a year or two out, some individuals may pay some more. But over the long term, everyone knows that they can pick any plan, they can pick any benefit level, they can never be turned away, and they can't have their rates adjusted because of their health status.
Let's Luke, thank you for the call. Let's underline that just for a moment. This is another one of the changes that applies across the board now. Is it now, or maybe it's not until January 1st, that that famous phrase, pre-existing condition, goes away?
Yeah, well, they can start enrolling as of October 1. The enrollment process will kick off for open enrollment, but coverage will not start until January 1. And it's a very big deal. I mean, you heard it and you noted in the introduction about the president saying as easy as shopping for an airplane ticket on Kayak. And it might be a little bit harder than that, but I want to compare it to buying health insurance today. Today you want to buy health insurance, you're going to get questions about you and your family's health status. Have you had diabetes? Have you had heart condition? Have you had asthma? That's a thing of the past. We now will say we want all Californians have health insurance. We aren't going to have your health status get in the way, which for some in the near term may mean a slight bump in rates, but it means they have the comfort of knowing that their care is never going to be taken away from them. It's not at the whims of a health insurance company saying, don't like sick people. We got new rules.
Luke, thanks. Thanks again for the call. 866-733-6786 is our number if you'd like to get in a question to Peter Lee, the executive director of Covered California. Carrie in Marin is next. Carrie.
Hey, I had a question. It sounds like it was like Luke's, but I'm on Kaiser, but I'm a small business owner and have my own Kaiser, which is about $600 a month, and I'm not sick. I never go. But what you didn't answer on Luke's question, I haven't got a letter from Kaiser, at least that I know of yet, but can they kick us off, and or are we eligible to go look on site if they're raising our rates? Can I go as a person who has individual health care, not paid through by a company, but my own self? Can I get, if Kaiser does go up, because it's already gone up so much in the last 2 years, can I go on that site and look for a new health care, or am I going to be in one of those gray areas again?
Well, what I understand your circumstance is you have an employer-based coverage, a small business, but employer-based coverage. And what's happening in small businesses is they can keep their coverage until the policies run out, whenever they run out, and then you can shop and buy. And we, through Covered California, will have products for small business. The small business products will allow a small business that has 2 to 50 employees to say, I'm going to pick the level of support for my employees, and then let my employees pick the plan. So, you know, in the San Francisco area, they could say some employees want Kaiser, others might want Blue Shield, others may want the Chinese Community Health Plan. You let the employees make their choice. So that's what we're doing through Cover California on the small business side, as well as providing tax credits for small businesses that have lower-income employees.
So just to interject for a moment, Peter, Carrie then, as a small business owner, could at whenever her contract time opens up or whatever, say, you know what, I'm going to go. There's a special aisle of your online shopping center that is designed for small business owners where she can go and pick something out?
Absolutely. And in particular, I mean, small business owners are used to working with licensed agents, and we encourage them that they can talk to your agent and say, hey, I've heard there's this new thing at Covered California, for small business, what's that look like? And get a new set of options for small business. Now,
Carrie, does that answer your question?
No.
Go ahead then, please.
I, I have a small business, but I'm just an individual. I don't have enough people. It's just me.
I see.
So all I'm saying is, can I go as an individual that already has coverage, like from Kaiser, to find my own health care now if Kaiser goes up any more than the 600 it is at now? Can I look to, as somebody who is individually paying for my own insurance? I'm not a small business. I don't get it in a small business way through Kaiser. I'm just my own person.
I misunderstood. So absolutely, you can come to Cover California. You can see, you know, in Marin, there are multiple health plan options through Cover California. We absolutely offer Kaiser, but we also offer Anthem. We offer Blue Shield. These are private plans, for-profit and nonprofit, that you can compare their price as well as the benefit level. And this is a consumer issue of saying, you know, I really like that integrated system that Kaiser has. I want to stay with it. Here's my trade-offs. Or, you know, I'm not in Kaiser now, and I've got a particular doctor I want to keep. When you come to Cover California, you can say, well, which doctor, which health plan is that doctor in? So we want to have this be as driven by what consumers want and need as possible, and you absolutely can come to Cover California and see what your options are.
Kerry, thanks for the call. Just to be clear on who comes to Covered California, Peter, it sounds like you can come if you're uninsured. You can come if you're like Kerry and are essentially self-employed and have your own plan. Who else is the door open to?
Yeah, absolutely open to what we call in the insurance world, anyone in the individual market. So if you have employer-based coverage, and you're in a larger employer, over 50 people, stay where you are. And the vast majority of large businesses continue to offer coverage, will offer coverage. But if you're not employed through your job, or if you're a small business, we're going to have options for you. And the other thing that consumers need to understand is that part of the Affordable Care Act is to say, in today's world, if you go up to an emergency room because you have that insurance, all of us end up paying the bills. Through the Affordable Care Act, there's not going to be penalties. So as an individual, if you don't buy health insurance that you could afford, you're going to pay a penalty. That's going to be levied on your taxes at the end of next year, 2014. We want consumers to be educated about that, understand that. The penalty's not very big, but it tips the scales for many to say, you know, I wanted the peace of mind of insurance anyway. Why throw away money on a penalty when instead I can get the peace of mind that insurance provides?
We are going to have to take a short break in a moment, and Peter Lee will be joining us, but we'll be joined by Lisa Alaferis and Betsy Imholtz from KQED News and Consumers Union, in respectively. They'll be able to answer all your questions. So callers, stay with us. We'll get to all of your questions and many, many more as we can in the second half of our program. But just a quick question for you, Peter Lee, and we just have a little bit of time left. But what are you antsy about? What are you worried about? We hear all this anxiety about whether or not there are going to be problems when all this unrolls. What's keeping you up at night?
Well, actually, believe it or not, I'm sleeping pretty well. I mean, the main thing that I'm antsy about really is this is really historic. This is where we as a nation are for the first time saying healthcare is a right, not a privilege. That's a very big deal. There's going to be bumps along the way. There's going to be glitches. There's going to be hiccups. But what excites me is in 5 years, we can all look back and say, God, there was a day when we let Californians walk around without health insurance. What was that about? Just like today, we cannot imagine having our seniors not have Medicare. I'm very excited about creating that new day.
Peter Lee, Executive Director of Covered California. Good luck, Peter. Thanks for being with us for the
Great.
First part
pleasure.
Of our program.
Thank you very much.
When we return, we'll take more of your calls. We'll hear from Lynn, who is on COBRA, wants to know what's going to happen to her next. Rhett has a concern about employer plans. A nurse from Kaiser is calling. We'll get to all of your questions in just a moment. Lisa Alaferis from KQED News, Betsy Imholtz from the Consumers Union will join us to answer those questions. This is Forum on KQED. I'm Dave Iverson. Welcome back to Forum. I'm Dave Iverson. 4 days and counting until the Covered California gets into business, the new healthcare exchange where people who are uninsured, those who are self-employed, small business owners can go online, walk down those online aisles and decide whether or not there is something there for them when it comes to health insurance. We're going to continue our conversation for our next half hour and take as many of your calls about how Covered California is going to work. You can join us at 866-733-6786. joining us now to continue with our questions and answers on this topic. Lisa Alaferez, she's the health editor for KQED News, edits the State of Health blog. And she's written a terrific guide to the Affordable Care Act, specifically for Californians, which you can find at kqed.org/Obamacare. Lisa, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
And Bessie Imholz joins us as well. She is the Special Projects Director for Consumers Union and an expert on health policy. Bessie, thanks for being with us as well.
My pleasure. Good morning.
Good morning. We'll get to more of our calls in just 1 minute, but I want to give a quick sneak preview, if we can, Lisa, to when people sit down at their computers on, what is it? Let's see. I guess it's Tuesday morning, right? October the 1st. And they want to get going. What should they be ready with? What kind of information do they need? What do they need to sort of have in front of them so that they can dive right into this brave new world?
So I got a sneak preview yesterday. Covered California had a demonstration of their online sign up. And you will want to be ready with household information, your social security number, some thoughts about everyone in your household. It takes about half an hour to go through the full sign up process. What struck me, which I think will both concern people, but is actually could be helpful, is that you can indicate how much medical care you are currently using. And so some people might be scared on the one hand, some people might be scared off because they might think it might be used to determine their premium, which it will not be. It's to help people see where estimate all their out-of-pocket expenses.
So that's worth drawing a bit of more attention to, because again, in the new world here, your pre-existing condition, let's say it's diabetes, somehow that keeps coming up as the example, that is no longer something that can affect your premium. Your premium is not defined by how sick or healthy you are. They're asking for this information on the Cover California site so that you can sort of think through, well, what makes sense to me? Mm-hmm. What will I need in the way of deductibles, whether or not I want to go with a low-end plan or a higher-end plan?
That's correct. And the information is optional. People do not have to enter the information if they don't want to. It's just to help people better estimate their own needs.
All right, let's get back to our calls. 866-733-6786. Our lines are full, but keep trying. We'll get through as many as we can over the next 25 minutes. Lynn in Santa Cruz. Lynn, you're on.
Hi, good morning. I had a back injury 7 months ago, and I've been on medical leave for my job. So I'm paying $600 a month in COBRA, and I'm wondering if I can go to the exchange and get a less expensive policy. Also, I'm wondering, because my income was so much higher last year than it will be this year, how do you account for the premium subsidies for people whose income has changed drastically?
Great question, Lynn. Thank you. Bessie Imholz, you want to start us out?
Sure. Sorry to hear about your back injury. COBRA is a great law that's in effect to help people like yourself who've been separated from their jobs for one reason or another, but it can be awfully expensive. So I would really recommend for you, as well as really for all your listeners, to go to the Covered California website and take a look. Put in your basic information, household size, geographic location, et cetera, and see what your options are. There's a calculator there that, with a few simple questions, without the longer process that Lisa mentioned, should be able to tell you at least a ballpark of what you might be eligible for and the rough cost. So that's just my overall information.
And I'd also add that you will be, as far as your income goes, you're supposed to estimate your income for the next year, and you can also. If you think your income might go up or down, you can adjust the amount of premium subsidy support you get accordingly.
So the possible support that someone like Lynn might get isn't defined by what she filed on her 2012 tax returns. It's something you can adjust.
You estimate looking ahead.
All right. Lynn, thanks for the call. Let's go next to Sunil in Fremont. Sunil, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. So very quick background on the question that I've discovered that most people don't realize that if you're above 65 in today's environment, you cannot buy health insurance even if you wanted to. So with that as background, let's say my parents are above 65 and they're green card holders. Mm. With the Affordable Care Act, with Covered California, will they be able to buy health insurance on their own?
Interesting question. Let's start with your first premise, and just I'm curious for either Lisa or Betsy to validate that. Is that right? If you're over 65, you can't buy health insurance?
Yeah, well, if you're over 65, you're eligible for Medicare, and the best advice for people is to go in right away and apply for Medicare, because if you don't apply early on, then the cost goes up if you delay applying for Medicare. And Medicare is generally a really good value. However, there's also Medigap, which is private coverage, which is supplemental to Medicare on the private market. One can get that, and many people do. So that's not quite accurate. There is something additional that you can get at, over and above Medicare.
And what about Sunil's question about if you're a green card holder? Does immigration status have an effect on this?
Yeah, generally speaking, if you have a green card and you're therefore lawfully present in the United States, you can go to the exchanges, generally speaking, and without restrictions. If you've been here at least 5 years, even if you're here less than 5 years in California, which probably isn't his situation, but there are other benefits available in California. We're pretty lucky in California in terms of the options that our policymakers have taken. So there are many benefits, and I would say don't worry about that part of it. If you have a green card, you can still, generally speaking, go to the exchange and purchase.
So, Neil, thank you. Raghu in Palo Alto is next. Raghu, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a question with regard to the policy coverage. Currently, I have a policy with a large employer. It covers me, my wife, and kids. Insurance premiums have already been on the raise. So do you think it is better for me to shop around outside to get a better coverage, better rates, or is it better to stick on with what I have?
Raghu, thanks. Lisa Alifaris, do you want to take a crack at that?
So if you have, you're asking if you have employer-based coverage, but...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
So in theory, you could purchase your own insurance outside. You could abandon your employer-based insurance and purchase your own, but you would not be eligible for any subsidies because your employer is already offering you health insurance.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Raghu. Let's go next to Leilani in Oakland. Leilani, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about the perspective of the people who are going to be taking care of you. I work for a Bay Area hospital, and our hospital has instituted a new policy that actually goes against our contract that in the morning, if you are coming on to a day shift, that they can cancel you, essentially not pay you to come into work and tell you your shift is no longer available to you, and your livelihood for that day is gone. So as the day goes on, in the meantime, at the hospital, patients come in to the emergency room, patients come in to have procedures, patients come in to have babies, and there are not nurses taking care of them. The outgoing CEO of our particular corporation made $77 a minute, and our corporation also helped write the Reformed Healthcare Act. And in light of all of this amazing change that is moving us forward as a nation in terms of healthcare, I think the public should know what is happening to the people who are taking care of you. We are being incredibly disrespected. We are very stressed out. And to be so honest, we are so scared for the patients coming in because there are not enough nurses in particular, to take care of the volume that we will see.
Let me hold you there and get some reaction from both Betsy Imholtz and Lisa Alifaris. Yeah. It's an interesting point, and something that is going to keep cropping up is, what's the ripple effect here? What's the domino effect on policies? We heard some of that in our first half hour with Peter Lee, that people are concerned about how their policy, that they're already employed and already have insurance, but it's going to get more expensive, or they're going to have less choice in what doctors they see, or their deductibles are going to go up. And now we hear from Leilani about the ripple effect that it may have on healthcare providers. What are you learning about that, Lisa Alifaris, and what kind of reporting are your colleagues at KQED News doing worrying about how this will spin out, I guess, across our whole healthcare system.
Well, there's been a lot of attention paid to the shortage of shortages of providers on many levels. We saw a lot of attention in Sacramento this past year about trying to expand the pool of primary care providers, allowing physician assistants or nurse practitioners to what's called practice to the top of their license. And these are issues that have been are sometimes quite divisive. California did have a new medical school open this year at UC Riverside, but there's the question of shortage of primary care providers is a legitimate one, and one that we are already facing a shortage in California, and one that
it'll get that much greater with that many more people entering into the system. Betsy Immels, can you talk a little bit about what people should be thinking about in light of what Leilani was saying and Lisa Alaferez as well? Should people be keeping a close eye on their policies? You know, you get those once a year, you get it's open season and you can pick something new. Are there surprises in those? Should people be wary of what, if you're already employed and already have health insurance, about some hidden things that health insurers may be doing?
Well, it's a very dynamic year, certainly, with all these new changes and all the massive public confusion. So I would say, yes, you should have gotten it last year, but I think it was honored more in the breach than the observance. You should be getting a summary of benefits coverage, whether you have employer coverage or you're buying it separately, which would lay out very clearly what's covered in a standardized format. What's covered, what's not covered, how much it's going to cost you. And it gives even some examples of episodes of care. So, for example, maternity care, taking into account potential hospital charges, doctor charges, anesthesiologists, et cetera. So I would ask for, if you didn't get it, and if you did get it, read very carefully the summary of benefits coverage. Then I would be on the lookout if you've currently got a policy and you're being pressured to renew it before the end of the year, even if it's not set to expire yet. Some insurers, we have heard stories, are pressing people to do that. And for people who do it, it may or may not be in their best interest because those policies in effect now don't have all the protections that the new policies will have as of January 1. So the message really is take your time, don't feel pressured, don't jump at things, and really do a little bit of research.
Such a good point.
Covered California site's a good place.
Yeah,
to do
it's
that.
Such a good point. I mean, I admit when I get those every year, I tend to sort of just toss it into recycling. And
yeah.
I have learned since that there are sometimes some hidden things about a reduction in the number of providers that I can see or pre-approvals mm-hmm. that you have to get that I didn't used to have to get.
Right.
Those kinds of things are all out there. We want to draw your attention, by the way, listeners, to something that a couple of people have called in about, and that is that the real site that you want to go to is coveredca.com. There's something else out there called coveredcalifornia.com that is not the real deal, apparently. So you want to go to coveredca.com. Lisa Alaferez.
Yeah, I also wanted to clarify one thing I mentioned earlier about employer-based coverage is if you have employer-based coverage in general, that is correct. You cannot get a subsidy on the exchange unless the amount that you have to pay as an employee is greater than 9.5% of your income. In that case, you may well be eligible and should consider shopping on the Covered CA exchange.
And next to Balu in San Francisco. Balu.
Thank you for the program. I really appreciate it. I have a quick question. I will be unemployed by choice from January to May next year, but I'll be out of the country from January to March. Do I have to pay a penalty for the first 3 months when I will not be having insurance? I plan to enroll from April and May on the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah. All right. Who knows the answer?
So this year, the open enrollment period for Covered California is from October 1st to March 31st. So in your, you need to enroll by So looking ahead to January 1st, you have to enroll by the 15th of the month for the coverage to take effect the first of the next month. So in your particular situation, you could enroll for insurance I can't remember, by the 15th of the month, before the 1st of the month, that you will be back in the country and make your payment too.
So he wouldn't, Bellew wouldn't be fined for not having insurance in January. You can sort of nudge that cutoff point up a couple of months?
Betsy, help me out here, yes. But I think in this particular year, yes, you can enroll. The open enrollment period is until March 31st, and as long as he signs up before March 31st. No,
I believe that's correct. I believe that's correct, and I think there'll be leeway this year because it's also new. And the out-of-country experience, so to speak, is something that the IRS has been wrestling with. And the particular rules, I'm not positive, but I do believe in any case, whether you're out of the country or not, you're probably okay in those first couple months.
All right. Bellew, thank you. Thanks for the interesting question about – and there are a million of these questions out there.
May I go back to one other thing?
Yeah, go ahead, Beth.
You mentioned the correct website to go to, coveredca.com. And that's so important because I want people to really understand that the only place you can get all these subsidies that we've been talking about is on that official California government-related site. Although these are private plans that are sold, it is a state-related agency. And there are these copycat sites popping up, and always when there's a big new government program, there are people out there trying to muddy the waters. So, again, that's so important that people go to coveredca.com. The only place they can get those subsidies. You'll hear about private exchanges popping up too, but it's really only that official one where you can get your subsidies.
Some questions that we will get to now that people are emailing in. Kelly writes, I'm a 25-year-old working professional transitioning to a new job in the next couple of weeks. I'm still using my parents' health care, but I'll turn 26 in June. In order to have coverage when I'm 26, do I need additional coverage through either my new company's health plan or through the health benefits exchange? Or will I be able to apply for benefits once I turn 26? It's a little complex here. I'll let you sort through that all for a moment.
Oh.
But you got it, Lisa?
I have the advantage of being able to read this question here, Betsy. Okay, so Kelly is turning 26 in June 2014. So again, if your employer is offering you coverage and the amount you have to pay is less than 9.5% of your income, because most people have to pay part of the premium. And as long as the part of the premium you have to pay is less than 9.5% of your income, you will not be eligible for any subsidies at Covered California. If your employer is not offering you health insurance, then when you turn 26, yes, you can apply for benefits. But again, maybe her question is getting at the heart here is, if you have insurance already, if you have job-based insurance, Medi-Cal, Medicare, you don't have to do anything.
In the main, you stay where you are.
You stay where you are.
Here's another stay where you are question in part. Nancy writes, my 28-year-old son qualifies for Medi-Cal through SSI, but is also covered under my group plan because of disabilities. I've kept him under my plan because it's better than Medi-Cal, but I would like him to have his own insurance. Can he get coverage under this new healthcare system, although he qualifies for Medi-Cal? So, Betsy, it sounds like this is someone who qualifies for Medi-Cal, and the question is, do you have to stay with Medi-Cal, or could you get something through your own plan through the exchange?
If you want to get subsidies through the exchange, you must first be screened for Medi-Cal eligibility. And, of course, Medi-Cal is, generally speaking, free, so that's preferable for many people, obviously no cost. But you do have to go through a screening. You can always buy a private plan without the subsidies, but that's going to be probably very expensive, relatively speaking, more expensive without any subsidy. So if you're eligible for Medi-Cal, just generally I'd say go for it.
And Jessica writes, I'm a healthy 36-year-old with really good employer-based coverage. However, I want to take part in the Affordable Care Act because I voted for it. I believe in it and I want it to work. Is there any information out there for how people like me could leave their current plans for this new healthcare option? So interesting. It's like even people who are in good shape sort of want to go shopping.
Yeah. Well, my advice always, as I said earlier, is go check it out. Look at the Covered California website. put your information in, and just that very basic information, do the calculator, and they'll send you to your county. You can see in the Bay Area, each county has about 5 different companies offering coverage. They're both for-profits and non-profits. And each of those then offers these different metal tiers of coverage. So there are a number of options, and you can see very clearly because of the standardized way these policies have been established, you can compare them easily and check it out. Take your time. You don't, you know, October 1st is only the beginning.
Right.
You don't have to go in and buy that day. Just start looking around and thinking about it.
Yeah, it's not a used car lot where you're
exactly.
going to get an offer saying this deal is only good for today.
right.
All right, let's go next to Lori in Oakland. Lori, go ahead with your call, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Quick question. I've been a Kaiser member for 22 years. Several years ago, I went from COBRA, applied to the Individual and Families Plan, was rejected for pre-existing conditions, mm-hmm. even though I was a member of 15 years at that time. Ended up going to grad school, $90 a month for my Kaiser plan during grad school, recently graduated, and now my rates went up to $1,200 a month, which I'm paying through loans from family. And so my question is, should I wait until January 1st to apply to Kaiser for that Individual and Families plan, which is a lower rate, at which point they can't reject me for pre-existing conditions because it will be illegal for Kaiser to do so at that time, or should I advise Kaiser now that I'm going to be applying January 1st, or can I even apply now for the Individual and Families
yeah.
plan and they can't reject me now for my pre-existing conditions?
Lori, thanks. Lisa?
Okay, so you the insurance does not take effect till January 1st, but you can go online now and see, you can get an estimate of what your premium and subsidy would be if you qualify. And then starting on Tuesday, you can enroll, you need to hold on, presuming you wish to stay insured, you need to hold on to your insurance until January 1st, but you can enroll it sounds like you qualify for a subsidy, and that will be eligible starting January 1st. And no one can deny you for a pre-existing condition.
Lori, thanks. We're going to keep moving because we only have a few minutes left. I want to try to get to as many more questions as I can. Let's go to Mark in San Jose. Mark, real briefly, if you can, please.
Oh, sure. Good morning. I'm a first-time caller. I'm not employed. I'm 56. I'm 100% supporter of the ACA for everybody. I've been with Kaiser for over 30 years. I got my statement yesterday for 2014. It's assumed to be the ACA document from Kaiser. My rate per month is going to go from $247 per month to $519 per month. And I was, based on what I was hearing, I was expecting something like maybe somebody said a slight increase. I thought maybe a 10 or 20% increase. What I'm getting is a 91% increase for an exactly comparable plan. In fact, this plan has, instead of a 30% deductible that I pay 30% of the cost after the deductible, I actually pay 40. So it's actually a slightly worse plan, but twice as much cost.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Betsy, what can you say? Again, another one of these ripple effect questions.
Yeah, well, also, just hearing the bare facts of your story, I would say go to Covered California's site. I can't recall for San Jose, Kaiser might or might not be in the mix. They probably are. But put in your facts, because if you're unemployed, it may well be that you're one of those lucky people who can get a big subsidy for your premium that would really reduce the cost. Don't know for sure all your facts, but it really could work for you. There's 2 million Californians who are eligible for these subsidies, and please give it a try.
And again, Mark, the correct site to go to is coveredca.com, coveredca.com. Lisa, do you want to add to that?
No, I agree. It's without knowing all his facts, he should just go plug in all his information, see if he qualifies for a subsidy.
Here's a concern that's coming up that Jody writes in about. Maybe one of you can clarify. Jody says, I heard through the grapevine that the online calculators for premiums are not working properly. Anybody know about that? Lisa, Betsy?
I think there were some glitches on the federal. I had heard, and let's just be frank with everyone. In a big new program like this, there are going to be glitches. It's going to be a little bumpy at the start, as it always is on these big new programs. But I think the Covered California one has worked out any of its glitches. I'm pretty sure that that's in decent shape. In any case, the calculator is simply an estimator. So give it a shot and then pick up the phone and call the 800 number for Covered California or go online and, you know, do the full thing.
We just have a minute left. So just best advice, Betsy, and then Lisa, as people are about to go shopping in the next couple of days. What should they bring to their shopping experience, Betsy?
Well, bring your best, your patience, because shopping for health insurance, even under this new improved standardized format of Covered California, is not a simple experience. In fact, our research has shown it's the most dreaded experience that people have in terms of shopping. But be patient. Think about your own health needs. If you have special providers that you care about, special drugs that you need, think about all that. And then go in and recognize also that it's not just the premium cost, which you may get help on, but it's also all the out-of-pocket costs that you need to consider when you're evaluating a plan. And remember, they all have the same benefits now. So what really distinguishes them is the cost, whether it's deductibles, premiums, or other cost sharing. But the benefits will all be the same.
Betsy Imhol, Special Projects Director for Consumer Union. Thanks so much for being with us. Lisa Alaferis, who's written again this terrific guide to the Affordable Care Act, which you can find at kqed.org/Obamacare. A quick last word of advice.
Yeah, the only other thing I'd say is Covered California has just decided that if you have one member of your family who has high health costs and other members do not, they can enroll in different plans.
And one last reminder that the official website to go to, coveredca.com, not Covered California. This is Forum on KQED. Thanks so much for being part of our program and joining in our conversation today. Forum is produced by Judy Campbell and Irene Noguchi. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll. Raul Ramirez is our executive producer. Our engagement producer is Amanda Supai. And our engineer today is Rob Spate. I'm Dave Iverson. This is Forum on KQED.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation, and by a generous gift from Jan Schrem and Maria Minetti Schrem, who believe that all people deserve access to education, information, and culture for a lifetime of exploration and learning.